out in the studio, and while the music's playing, we're having a great chat. We're hanging out on the block with Heady Teddies from New Paltz. Jill, the Jersey girl, and Davey are here, and Davey and Jill are our neighbors. They're on the block, Heady Teddies. What's the address of Heady Teddies?
57 Main Street in New Paltz.
It is 57 Main Street. When I was a youth, I spent and lost a bunch of brain cells rehearsing at 60 Main Street, right on the second floor. And we always used to have like such a great time opening up the windows in July and filling up that little driveway with people, just hanging out, grooving out, smoking, drinking, thinking that they got it made while the band's playing for free and the music's wafting out onto Main Street. Well, that was a special time for me. And how's Main Street doing these days?
We're doing well. New Paltz is kind of an anomaly because no matter what time of year it is, there's always people walking down the sidewalk. And I can't think of a lot of other towns, you know, with the small town vibe that have that. You know, we got the students for 8 months out of the year, 9 months out of the year. And then tourists, people that come up from Long Island just for the day or a couple days. And
and then you get the tourists who come up to visit the college kids, and then they all go into town.
Parents' weekend.
Parents' weekend is huge.
Yeah. Now, Jill, you're a Jersey girl. Where are you from?
I grew up in Middlesex County. Cool. I spent most of my years near Rutgers before moving up here about 8 years ago.
Did you see the Garcia Band at Rutgers?
I did not see that. I saw Wu-Tang at Rutgers.
Okay, that's cool. I did
they
not.
Used to do
I went the other way around.
Yeah, they used to do a lot of amazing free concerts.
Yeah.
It was a time.
The Quad.
Yeah, it was the State Theater that was popular where I got to see Rat Dog, actually.
Oh, cool. And now, do you go see live music frequently?
All the time. It's my life.
What is your favorite venue locally?
Ooh, I love the Bearsville, which I would really like to see more music at the Bearsville, but I would have to say that was probably the best. That's the best in the area.
Do you go down to Snugs?
No. I'd have to say in the 8 years I've been here, I probably walked into Snugs 3 times and all 3 times were for a dead cover band.
Huh.
The college and the drinking scene isn't my scene, so I like to go to places. Lemon Squeeze has been having better bands now, and I'll go down to the Cap and, you know, I'll travel a little further.
Gotcha. Well, that's cool. And Davey, you go see live music?
Indeed. And I actually used to play in a kind of Garcia cover band.
Yeah.
So when you were talking about Snugs, that brought to mind loading in there and performing on that stage. We played there. We played Bacchus. And like, we were always bummed that there weren't more venues.
Yeah, to play.
New Paltz, I always associated with, you know, having this rock and music scene. And it really seems like if a place has a stage, it's kind of secondary. And
That's unfortunate. Yeah. Back in the day, there was a couple more places like Coochie's and
Oasis,
the Griffins.
Oasis was cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you're there at 57 Main Street in New Paltz, Heady Teddy's. Tell the folks what you specialize in there.
We have a little bit of everything. We have a lot of apparel, lots of local tie-dye, gems and minerals. We've got toys for, you know, two to five-year-olds.
Kids and adults.
All right.
Jewelry. I love Navajo silver, so we have a lot of that.
And you curate that yourself? You pick out what you're selling?
Yeah.
That's cool. And where do you get the stuff from? All over?
All over. Our list of vendors is very extensive, which I kind of learned when I was trying to do my taxes this year. My bookkeeper kept asking me, well, what is this charge? I was like, that's a vendor. Yeah. That's a vendor. And then I also like to get stuff in person. Some years I will go out to Tucson for the jam show, which is happening right now.
Oh, cool.
And that's a dangerous place for me because it's I'll pack my credit card out in 5 minutes there, and then I'll find more stuff that I really want.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Well, it is an incredible store, Hetty Teddy's, and you can get really just about everything you need there. I checked out the website. There are some things that just say sold out, but as we know, these things change over time. So it could say sold out, but that means it didn't refresh and you have the products in. So what's the best way to get in touch with anyone at Hetty Teddy's?
Come on in.
Or you can give us a call. Our phone number is 845-921-HETTY.
Okay.
We're open 10 to 8 every single day. I think we're closed 3 days a year, which would be Christmas, Thanksgiving, and Easter. Otherwise, we're there. You know?
Yeah.
No kidding.
When the snow's coming down, we're there.
We're there.
All right.
Consistency is very important.
And what are you looking forward to in 2026?
Continuing to have the best selection of Grateful Dead merch.
Mm.
That's what I spend most of my time doing, sourcing.
Cool.
So we have the best collection and availability.
Do you get it from wholesalers or other vendors?
Both.
Okay. Cool.
And I'm looking forward to a big project that I have going on, which will see Hetty Teddy's in a new location.
Ooh.
It's a big, big project.
You mean a second location or a different location?
Could be either one.
Oh. Well, that's exciting. And folks can stay in touch and check you out online at HettyTeddies.com. Mm-hmm. And any other social media outlets?
I really don't care for social media. Okay. And our website, frankly, it stinks. I pay $1,000 a year to make like 2 sales. We have an Etsy shop that absolutely crushes.
But, oh, cool.
Yeah, the website is could use a little love. And the social media stuff, I just find it's too much, and
it's a lot of maintenance. Yeah.
Well, it's just so overbearing. I really try to be conscious of shoving advertisements in people's faces, and they're like, you know, trying to mask an advertisement as something else. Mm. There's so much of that. And really what works for us is people walking in off the sidewalk. That's like the most organic thing I can think of.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, stop by Hetty Teddy's, 57 Main Street in New Paltz. Pick yourself up something warm for the season. You can get some warm apparel. You can get some short sleeve apparel. You can get some crop tops. You can get some cool tie-dye snack pants. It's what everyone needs.
We got undies too.
No way. Yeah. All right. Well, they got it all at Hetty Teddy's. So check out HettyTeddy's.com for directions, information, and a general idea of what they have in stock. But don't hold it to the website, as we found out from Davey himself. Our website stinks. Well, I'm sorry for the smell of your website, but good luck in the future.
It smells and better in the store.
I'm sure all that tourmaline always.
It's the Nag Champa.
Oh,
yeah.
That's the classic head shop scent.
It's the Up and Running Morning Show on the Block with Davey and Jill from Hetty Teddy's, 57 Main Street in New Paltz. Stop by, tell them that you're interested in some kind of oil for your body or for your mind.
Or for your car.
Boom! They got it all at Hetty Teddy's. So stop by 57 Main Street, HettyTeddy's.com. Thanks for being on the block, folks. It's been a real fun time. And we'll check in with you soon.
Thanks for having us.
All right. It's the Up and Running Morning Show, 98.1 KZE.